in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's violent siege of Gaza has led to chronic food shortages and skyrocketing prices, forcing Gazans to go hungry. Now 50% of Gaza is at risk of starvation. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for the first part, please. The Electronic Intifada wrote, before October, Sabrin Yasin 48 would buy half a kilo of yeast for $1.40. In late November, she was taken aback when the seller demanded $11 for the same amount. She said, "This is 8 times what I used to pay. Having yeast at home is equivalent to having gold nowadays. We have resorted to baking without yeast for over 40 days due to its scarcity and the steep increase of its prices. Due to the Zionist regime's closure of its boundaries with Gaza since October, food is scarce in Gaza Strip. People primarily depend on the aid provided by the UN Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA. Sabrin has 6 children and her husband Jamal, formerly employed as a school maintenance worker, is their sole source of income. He earns around $330 a month, half of which is used to pay their mortgage." She said, "We used to live in Absan al-Kabira in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza. But on November 11th, we were forced to leave for the city center in Khan Yunis after the Israeli army bombed our house. Tanks later approached the center of the city of Khan Yunis and the Zionist regime carried out massive bombardments of the area." She said, "On December 5th, we were forced to flee to the Al-Hawuz area in Khan Yunis. When we arrived, the UNRWA schools there were full. Displaced people can register their names at UNRWA schools to receive aid, but due to overcrowding, Sabrin and her family were turned away." She said, "We had our mattresses and sheets, but we were told by the UNRWA staff to leave. They rejected adding our names to the list of aid beneficiaries." Sabrin spent 2 days on a street next to the Mustafa Hafez School in Khan Yunis, hoping she would be allowed in, but her efforts went in vain. 2 days later, their friends offered them shelter in their apartment. She said, "We lived with 13 other people. We had no access to drinkable water or food. 20 people shared a single small bathroom. We could not clean after using the bathroom as we only have water once a week." Sabrin continues to struggle to secure food for her family. Due to her refugee status, she used to receive food aid from UNRWA every 3 months. It consisted of flour, milk, lentils, and cooking oil. After October 7th, UNRWA started providing food aid to everyone, regardless of refugee status. At the beginning of the war, Sabrin would visit an UNRWA facility in the Asana area and receive aid, though she said it was often chaotic with no clear aid distribution method. She said, "I went there 3 times, leaving my house at 5:50 a.m. to be first in line, but displaced people already lived there, arriving before me. Each day, they closed the facility at 1 p.m. She said, "I went back home empty-handed." After days without flour, Sabrin went to the shop on mid-December. She said, "I go as early as possible because the food is gone by midday. Typically, a 25-kilo bag of flour would cost around $8. Now, it was nearly $50, an impossible price," she said. "I tried to negotiate the price with him until 2 other men approached. The men continued to outbid each other until one paid nearly $200 for the bag of flour, she said. Only wealthy people can afford this price. Their willingness to pay whatever the retailer asks, sometimes even more, has led to a significant increase in prices, leaving us, the poor, struggling. Groups of starving people have broken into UNRWA warehouses in Gaza, taking flour and other supplies. Aid trucks have also been stopped by people in need of food. People are stopping aid in trucks, taking the food and eating it right away, and this is how desperate and hungry they are, an UNRWA official told reporters according to Reuters. Sabrin said that locally aid groups have provided trucks of flour to the neighborhood mayor to guarantee fair distribution of flour. They provided families with 6 to 8 members, like mine, with 3 bags of flour. Later on, she received only 2 bags of flour and was so told that there was a flour shortage. Sabrin has learned to ration out the family's flour precisely, she said. I bake once every 3 days, providing a portion of 4 loaves per individual over that period. I encourage my children to eat 1 1/3 loaves per day. She said it is difficult for her youngest to restrict their food intake. They are hungry, she said. Instead of starving for 2 days, they starve 1 out of every 3 days. Salma Ahmad, 27, was displaced from the Al-Nazla area of northern Gaza to the southern city of Rafah. She's mother of a 2-year-old child and has felt the impact of rising prices. A can of milk for her child cost $5 before the war. Now it's nearly $7. She said, I visited a pharmacy to buy one and it happened to be the last can. However, at that very moment, another man offered around $27 and the pharmacist sold it to him. She said, all I had at that moment was $13. I intended to buy both milk and diapers for my baby, who is suffering from malnutrition. Kamel Mohanna in Khan Yunis, who runs a grocery store, said that the food shortage is due to the closure of all crossings with the occupied territories called Israel. He said, the Zionist regime's division of Gaza into north and south has brought the transportation of goods between the Gaza Strip's governorates to a standstill. Wholesalers sell to us at high prices, so we have to charge people even higher to make a profit. He said that people are now in survival mode and will pay whatever they have to for food.